Now, for this morning, I'm going to be reading from Matthew 24 and verses 12 and 13. Matthew 24 is Jesus telling his disciples what would be the signs of the end time and what the tribulation, because that is much of what it is speaking of, would look like. And to say that in our day today there's unrest and lawlessness abounding would be an understatement. We see that through those protests and now, I would say, riots in the United States. We see it in Canada. The violence before that, even in Winnipeg, has been just on the increase, and it's sad to see. And we see this around the world. It's a violence and hate, this lawlessness. And yes, lawlessness has always existed. We think of since the days of Cain and Abel, the first murder. But it seems to, over the period of time, it swells for a while and then maybe calms for a short period, only to swell again. And it's always on an upward trajectory. Lawlessness always seems to increase to a certain point until God says, enough. And we see how he has intervened with judgment with the flood, Sodom and Gomorrah. And he has promised that there will be judgment again on this earth, not with a flood, but with incredible heat, with the fire of God. In our current day, how much more lawlessness will God allow before he says, once again, enough is enough? And in Matthew 24, in verses 5 to 7, Jesus gives some very clear signs that there would be great deception, that there would be wars and rumors of wars, that there would be famine and pestilence, earthquakes. These are all things we see and have seen, but we certainly have seen them on an increasing measure, even in this last decade. But I would like to look at verses 12 and 13, for they speak of the heart of man. See, a lot of these things are nature revolting, but this is speaking of the heart. Verse 12, and because iniquity, that is sinfulness, lawlessness, shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Now I believe, although we see a certain level of lawlessness today, this is another level that Jesus is speaking of, that it will be characteristic of the tribulation period, a period that we as the church will not have to endure, according to the Bible. And you can only imagine that once the Holy Spirit, which is still at work within believers, still at work in this world, once he is taken out of the way, how lawless people truly will be when the heart of man is exposed. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 7 says, for the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he, speaking of the Holy Spirit, who now letteth, will let until he be taken out of the way. And I get the picture of, have you ever seen those videos of those hydro dams that have broken through? And usually it starts with a couple cracks and there's a little trickle of water. And it doesn't do any damage, the little trickle of water, at least not lasting damage. But it's just a sign of what is to come. And you know that it's right around the corner, that dam is just going to let go. And then full destruction will come forth. That is much like the lawlessness of man. We are seeing it increasing. But when God decides to take his Holy Spirit to take him, not that he doesn't exist anymore. He's God. The Holy Spirit is God and is all present, omnipresent, just as God the Father and Jesus. But he will be taken, his restraining force, that service will be taken out of the way. And we will see, well, not we, but those on the earth at the time will see such lawlessness. But here's good news. We are not in darkness that day should overtake us. And Jesus promises in verse 13 that for those that do endure this tribulation period, that there will be some saved. There will be some that hold on till the end. But for us today, a part of the church, we can avoid those days of extreme lawlessness by faithfully trusting in Jesus today. Romans 4, verses 7 to 8 says, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Our sin will not be judged again, for it was dealt with on the cross when Jesus took the full punishment of it. And when I see the lawlessness today of man, my initial reaction may be similar to some of yours, frustration, even anger. How can people treat one another so horribly? How can they be so nasty and hateful in words and actions? But we are reminded that this is the state of fallen man. This is the default setting of man. Apart from the love of God, the bridling of our hearts by the Holy Spirit, we are instruments of wickedness. We will not act selflessly, but we will act selfishly, proud, greedily, wickedly, and yes, lawlessly. On the surface, these protests in the U.S. that started, they started a fight against racism. And I believe that there were many that were very sincere in that protest. But we see how quickly the heart of many was revealed, in that all they wanted to do was riot and loot and even kill. So we see the lawlessness that man has and harbors within his heart. No, the lawlessness of man is not born out of the ill treatment of one skin color against another. That is just one result of that lawlessness. But it is born out of racism. That is Adam's sinful race rejecting to become part of Christ's redeemed race. We are all born sinful through Adam. But God has offered to us to be born again of his Spirit, to be a child of God and no longer of Adam. And we are to ask God for a new heart and a new spirit to show us a better way. Lawlessness abounds when people reject having the law written upon their hearts, when they willfully seek after the darkness rather than the light. We all know probably the most quoted verse in the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But when we quote that verse, we should quote the following verses as well, because it tells why Jesus had to die and why we need a Savior. Verses 17 to 19, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. That is the default setting of man. Apart from God, we are condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. This is why we are condemned. That light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. When did light come into the world? Well, we have to read right in the beginning. Genesis 1, verse 3. God said, let there be light. But we have to remember, in verse 2, as part of God's creation, there was darkness first. And although God was present and in the process of creating his earth and universe, there was darkness prior to him entering into his creation to illuminate it. And I think of it as kind of a car that's going down a factory line. It's living, breathing humans that are doing the work, assembling it, putting it together. But that car doesn't have life. Not until it gets to the very end and they put fuel and a flame burns within, then it is given life. 1 John 1 verse 5, it says that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And they say that the absence of light is darkness. But I would take it that next further step, saying the absence of God is darkness. One day, God's presence in this world through his Holy Spirit will be set aside for a time. Not that the Holy Spirit can't come upon people, but the restraining aspect of the Holy Spirit will be set aside. And I believe that means that the church will be out of here as well, for Jesus promised in John 14, verse 16, And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. So if the Holy Spirit is to abide with us believers forever, if he is taken out of the way, then we must be taken with him. And then, with the absence of light, man will see true lawlessness. And yet, even in that day, we read in the Bible that God's mercy is available. Many will repent and believe because they are still God's creation, and he still will be willing to prick the heart of man to draw them unto them. Ezekiel 18, verse 21 says, "But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed and keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die." If Jesus did not come to condemn this world when he first came, then we certainly cannot condemn the people of this world either. But we should pray for them. We should pray that God's light would illuminate their hearts to escape the wrath that will come. For God certainly is a just God, and God does and will come to condemn the lawlessness of this world. So may we act with love and show the truth of God and the love of God to all his creation.